won't you come and take a little trip with me to a great southwestern university? Oh, well, the sun shines bright and the spring winds blow on the plains of old New Mexico. It's known through the country and across the land as Uncle Bud's harbored on the Rio Grande. Now the Ivy League has history, and the Nobel Prizes go to MIT. Our football team doesn't have a name like the Fighting Irish out of Notre Dame. But they don't have the sun and the desert sand like Uncle Bud's harbored on the Rio Grande. Now at UNM the learning's great. It's the best state college in the whole damn state. We have a nice paved plaza for the skateboard freaks and a drop bad period that lasts 12 weeks. We have the 6th book library and a marching band at Uncle Bud's Harvard on the Rio Grande. Now the faculty, they think it's bleak to slave and labour through a 9-hour week. For 8 full months in every year, the prospects fill them full of dread and fear. It's more than flesh and blood can stand at Uncle Bud's Harvard on the Rio Grande. Now basketball, it drools a lot, for the Lobo cages have been really hot. But the football team's not even warm, they're quite a little bit below the norm. And so a 5-man football team's been planned for Uncle Bud's Harvard on the Rio Grande. If we get a new community college for the folks in the vicinity, it won't have classes and they will not teach, just banks, stores, real estate in easy reach. Oh, when the Chamber of Commerce takes command at Uncle Bud's Harvard on the Rio Grande. Now the governor's been heard to say there'll be some changes at the U of A. I hear he's trying to arrange to get some glory from the latest change. At the U of A these letters now stand for the U of Apodaca by the Rio.